We have not made the progress we need to make to put people back to work. That's why I put out a five-point plan that gets America 12 million new jobs in 4 years and rising take-home pay.
And Governor Romney says he's got a five-point plan. Governor Romney doesn't have a five-point plan. He has a one-point plan. And that plan is to make sure that folks at the top play by a different set of rules.
Game on, the second debate in the books. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, the show America Tonight. You can throw in your two cents. Who won? Did Barack Obama stave off elimination and give himself a shot another 4 years? Did Mitt Romney look strong this time around? What were the biggest punches that really landed? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Energy was on the table. Jobs, you just heard, on the table. The deficit, taxes. It was a hodgepodge of everything, a potpourri, if you will. How about this? While this is going on about jobs and the argument over a five-point plan, no, it's really a one-point plan. That's what Obama shot back. You heard that little snippet there. Food stamps have now hit a record high. You know how many people are getting food stamps? 46 million people, rather, are now enrolled in that program. These are numbers from the Department of Agriculture. Wow, terrible. That's a shocking number of people. Why are they all on food stamps? Well, we could argue about entitlements and things that have happened in the past and how government programs have blossomed. But honestly, there are plenty of people who are on food stamps that frankly need the food stamps desperately. And why? Because they can't find a job. Jobs is the number one thing. What's in your wallet? We're going to hijack that phrase, the brilliant phrase asked by the credit card company, because it's really what every single one of us is thinking. What's in your wallet? So kept coming back to that. So I was reading a lot of the takes of some of the reporters and people who were at Hofstra to get a sense of what that room was like. And I read a couple of things, including this from Sally Cohn, who's a writer and Fox News contributor, who says, if Mitt Romney hopes to stay viable in this election, he'd better do more explaining and less interrupting, and telling the truth would help too. Wow. She wasn't the only one who felt that way. And then there were others who looked at it differently, like Rich Lowry, who's the editor-in-chief of National Review, if you've ever read that. And he says, this debate probably won't move the needle. We're still where we are after the last one, a tight race with Romney in a much stronger position than most people would have imagined a month ago. I totally agree with that. I've said that on this show, in fact, that 6 months ago, much different scenario. 4 months ago, you know, you could break it down by months. And the train really has picked up a lot of steam. So Romney did well in the second presidential debate. But this time, Obama showed up. The first time, he didn't. He didn't do it. So are the Democrats going to feed the beast after this? Is the enthusiasm for Obama going to come back? Or will those undecideds, even people who voted for Obama the first time around, say, not this time. Not this time. I'm worried about taxes. I'm worried about business. I'm worried about the actual cost of health care. And Romney had one statement I thought that is going to be the statement that I think he's going to use the rest of the way. He said, we don't have to settle for this. We don't have to live like this. He made it pretty clear that, you know, hey, it's your choice, right? We don't have to live like this. We don't have to settle for this. Overall, in the debate, Romney certainly did well. The president, who was terrible the first time around, pretty much is being proclaimed the winner, kind of being dubbed unofficially by many in the media as the comeback kid. So there were a few times where clearly Romney could have stepped on Obama, you know, stepped on his throat, so to speak, and nailed him with some facts. And then there were a couple of missteps, I think, even by Obama with the facts and checking out some of the facts. But he was definitely better this time around. He was confident, and Romney, I think, fared well. So people who are saying Romney didn't do well, I don't understand that. It's just that Obama was so much better than the last time around. The Libya question came up, and Obama tried to get off that as fast as he could. And I think Romney could have nailed Obama a little bit more on the Libya situation, but he didn't do it. And also there was a discussion about guns that came up and assault weapons, and Romney tried to go after him on Fast and Furious, and that kind of went nowhere, although it was brilliant that he brought it up. So there was give and take, certainly. It was definitely like a boxing match, without any doubt. It was a boxing match. It's funny. They got close to each other at one point, and I thought, this is like mixed martial arts. Maybe somebody's going to become really unhinged, and we're going to see some serious action here. Because, you know, with the town hall meeting style, you're walking around. You're asking questions, or people have the mic and they're saying their piece, and then there's that little dance you do around the floor area, and that kept happening with both of them, and they definitely went back and forth the entire time. Scott Pelley, I was flipping around trying to just get a sense of some of the anchors, what they said, because, you know, they're covering the election day in and day out from a television point of view, and it was interesting. Scott Pelley said it was the most rancorous debate in history, and I thought, I don't know, am I watching the same thing? Or do I just know a lot of rough people in politics? I wouldn't describe it as that. I mean, certainly they were going back and forth, but to say that they never saw anything like that in presidential history, they turned every question from the audience into an attack. They did do that. They did go back and forth that way. But I don't know if I would say it was the most rancorous. It was feisty. There were other words you could use, but I didn't really get that sense. So here's the deal. You get a chance to throw in your two cents, and I'm going to give you some time. I promise I'm going to get to that in the next segment. Got a ton of email. We'll definitely go to the email. I'm going to throw out the digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And, you know, there are moments in this that I'm going to pick out that I saw that I thought were interesting, like Obama challenging Romney on economics and the energy policy thing and trying to accuse him of switching positions and saying that his economic plan, what did he call it? A sketchy deal that the public should reject. Romney got him a few times, too. I think they went back and forth pretty much in this one. Hang with us. Helen in Mississippi, we promise we're coming to you on the flip side.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
With you, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I'll read you some of the headlines from the papers. It's interesting, the different perspectives on who took the second debate. Helen is listening in Mississippi. Hey, Helen, thanks for the jingle. What do you think?
I think Governor Romney won the debate, but I think you should have brought out this as of October the 1st. When a patient goes in the hospital and is discharged from the hospital, but that patient has to go back into the hospital during that month, the hospital is charged $125,000 per patient per visit for hospital. And another thing, I think that Governor Romney should have pointed out, we bailed out GM, but there was the head of GM was in China. He said that 7 out of every 10 jobs was in China now. And that they were bringing more jobs to China. And that's on our taxpayer money. That's our bailout money there.
Yeah, very good point, Helen. Absolutely. You know, they always hold up GM. The Democrats do, and certainly Obama does, as just a shining example of, hey, look what happened, and we're going to get all this back, but it's our money, you're right. Government Motors, and having 7 out of 10 in China certainly doesn't bode well. That's not putting people back to work.
No, ma'am, and I tell you, it's wrecking our economy, and it's ruined in a hospital to pay $125,000 if a patient goes in for one thing. And maybe has a heart attack and has to go back to the hospital. Hospital is $125,000.
Wow. Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, the healthcare situation, it should have been insurance reform in the first place. It's such a monopoly, and that's part of the problem. And the health care, the affordable health care that was voted on, rammed down our throats. Unfortunately, there was too much in that that people really didn't understand. Thanks, Helen. That people didn't really understand about what the ultimate charges were going to be and how much you were going to end up paying. I mean, there's nobody, Republican, Democrat, independent, disenfranchised, sick of politics. There's nobody, I believe, in America that doesn't think health care needs to be tweaked. Even if you like the card you're carrying around in your pocket, you have a good gig, seems like you're covered off when something happens. Ooh, just when you think you're covered off is when the unthinkable does nab you. Or when you retire and you have a great health, you had a great health care plan, everything was cool, then you go on Medicare, it's fine, except for you need supplemental, but the amount of the supplemental goes up because it's not matching up. And then your whole life you never needed a lot of dollars toward health care. Then just when you do is when it gets you. See this? So that's the thing. And there's absolutely room to fix that, to tweak things. The pre-existing conditions, I think we all agree on, that's a no-brainer, and that is part of what the health care law is now. It's the problem is what's going to happen in the near future, and not enough of that, I think, is brought up. But most of this, you know, Helen's specifically saying about the amount of money, crazy amount of money, that obviously that might have been from personal experience, the $125,000. It is crazy, crazy, crazy. But the economics of other things were really the focus, I think, in this debate. And that, you know, what kept coming up was the job thing. So in looking at this, I was scratching out some notes about hits and misses, talking about the income brackets and what would happen. I think one thing that Romney did a good job of doing is Obama mentioned about the capital gains taxes and what would happen with capital gains, and that really the wealthy people still were going to get the massive breaks, and that's when he was referring to the 1%, and it wasn't going to be the middle class. But Romney flushed it out a little bit. I don't know how many people caught that when he talked about, no, if you're making less than $200,000, you're not going to get any taxes on, you're not going to get any capital gains tax. You're not going to have any of that happen. Because in talking about stock market stuff, which 401ks, all of that could play into it, this is the panic among a lot of people when they're getting ready to retire, or people who are in charge of their own IRA or whatever retirement account they have. You know, we talk with Mike Bonacorsi about trying to, you know, square up a few bucks to get you retirement ready, and he would have a field day with that. So I thought it was great that Romney did spell that out. The one thing that Obama, I think, got away with was the Libya thing, because in the case of Libya, really, Romney could have stepped on that a little bit more. Not even so much the timeline, but what really happened and what happened as far as the security. Because we know the story to be true that the ambassador's detail and the people in Benghazi were asking for more security, that they had targets on their back. They were asking for it in the spring. They asked for it in the summer. And then the unthinkable happens. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, sadly. They knew it. They knew that there was danger. There was plenty of time to try to make something happen, and it didn't happen. Obscenely so, because why couldn't we have put, of all the resources, why can we have put some resources into Libya, especially if you're asking people to go into those dangerous areas? Well, for goodness sake, you'd have to have your lead diplomat have the best protection they could possibly have. It's never a guarantee anyway, but when they're asking for it, why that didn't happen, you know, that should have been pressed up a little bit more, and really, it wasn't. So he could have turned up the flame, I think, a little bit on him there. However, they went back and forth the entire time going after each other, tangling on every turn, on every single thing. Candy Crowley, to me, it seemed like at some point she sort of lost control, that and she definitely seemed like she was giving more blockage, I guess, to Obama. That she, so in other words, she was running a little more interference for Obama. I could be wrong, but I went and I looked at some of that just to see if that was in my imagination or not, and it definitely seemed that way to me. So the second time around, Obama, because he came out stronger, sort of gets a pass on this one. And that just on the day when they're talking about who's to blame for the narrative and the problem of that Libya attack, and you have Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, saying, you know, she's the head of the State Department, it's on her, I take full responsibility. So the timing of that was good heading into the debate for Obama, but then he's saying, oh, no, I'm, you know, the president. They talked about, in talking about the consulate attack, they talked about a couple of other things. After that, Obama really slammed Romney on the Bain Capital stuff because he made references to his wealth. He didn't necessarily say Bain Capital. In fact, he didn't say it at all. But they went back and forth a little bit on the whole idea of the investment deal, as I was explaining, saying, in other words, if you were making $200,000 or less, you wouldn't have to pay the capital gains, where I said Romney scored well. Well, Obama tried to trip him up a ton on foreign investments, made little references to foreign investments, and Romney came back and said, you know, I'm sure if you check your, if you look at your investments, you would have some of the same. And he said he doesn't check his investments because he doesn't have quite as many as he did. And there was a little bit of laughter in the room over that. So in the end, the bottom line is, I think it's really a draw because Obama was so terrible in the first one. The bar was set pretty low. He knows it because he used to make jokes about it. And, you know, so at this point, he comes out stronger. But really, to me, both of them went back and forth. They interrupted each other. It was feistier than the first time around. I think they both held their own. We're still neck and neck in this thing, no matter what the polls say. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're going to mix in a few other things as well.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're a libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are Libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a Libertarian to vote Libertarian. We're not a party, we're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Music is a word within itself. It's a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity.
I said I was going to let you hear what some of the papers had to say, or tell you some of the headlines is a better way to phrase that anyway. So the Boston Herald, on the front page, it says Candyland, pretty clever. Candy Crowley was the moderator from CNN. It says Candyland in big pink letters, then says dot, 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 and gives him more time to talk. Talking about Obama. Crowley lets Obama skate on Libya furor. So that was the gist of the cover. Then the question becomes, who was the heaviest hitter in this one? Who won the debates, or this debate rather, and who came away maybe scoring a few points with those so-called undecideds? It's not about the people who already know. It's about the people who are a little confused. They have a foot in one direction, another foot in another direction, and they're trying to make their mind up. Sally in Washington, you get a crack at this. Hey, Sally, thanks for ringing the show.
Hi, Kate. I kind of agreed with you. I turned in just now. I got home from watching it at my sister's. I used to be on a speech team, forensic speech team at college, so I was keeping points. And I really felt that Romney laid out his five-point plan three times during the debate. Mm-hmm. But on the Libya question that you were talking about, I took mm-hmm. a point away from Romney. He did not mm-hmm. go after President Obama on that issue. And I actually took a point from Romney. I gave a point to President Obama because he got Candy Crowley to agree with him that in the Rose Garden he said it was a terror attack. And even though an hour later they said, after fact check, she said I was wrong, he got her, during the debate, he got the moderator to agree with him.
Right.
So I gave him a point for that. On the assault rifles that was brought up, I put down that President Obama got a little cocky on that, and I really like that Governor Romney brought up about the Fast and Furious, which you've talked about on your radio show at length.
Yes, I thought that was good, too. I thought that was strong. Yes.
And I thought that When he put the challenge to President Obama about economics and about the license and permits, I thought he did really good. Out here in Washington State, we have the Wild Olympics that they were pushing, but the people of this county, Grace Harbor, have pushed back and not letting it go forward. That's locking up our land. Remember when they locked up the land for the spotted owl and the old-growth forest? They tried to do a land grab again, and the people have rebelled here, and it's not going forward like they want. And he was right about the 14%, the leases and the permits. Governor Romney was right on those issues. So when they do fact check, they're going to see. It's North Dakota, and when he told that story in North Dakota, I thought Governor Romney was right on, because it was on private lands that they're getting the oil, and he filed a lawsuit against them because 25 birds got killed.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that Romney only won the debate by maybe 2 points, but as far as independents, it was a draw.
It's a draw. It's a draw. You're absolutely.
And then you also talked about Hillary Clinton taking the bullet for him. I mean, that's how it's been portrayed in the news today.
Sure,
she took the
sure.
bullet, said the buck stops with her, which really it stops with the president.
Right.
And here's my thoughts on it. Actions have consequences. And if it really is Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's fault, then I wanted that question at that guy. I thought it was an excellent question. Who took away the military? They had military there. Who took them away? I can't remember precisely. Do you remember how they stated it? Who took away the military presence?
Right. Why did the security? Yeah, the security. Whose decision was that? Because when they were looking at where they were slicing, obviously that was part of the deal. They wouldn't give them the extra detail. They took away security. So yeah, that's what the guy asked. That was his question.
Yeah, I thought that was an excellent question.
I
and
did
they didn't
too.
Answer it.
Yeah.
Who took away the security? I want to know that. And if Hillary Clinton.
They're gonna blame
responsibility. She needs to say it.
Yeah, and I think it was her responsibility, but they'll blame Congress, saying the whole funding thing and where they're going to be able to, where they were able to chop down. That's probably what. Well, it's not probably. I know that's what happened, but that's up to the State Department of where they're using their resources. So it is on Hillary's head. Yeah.
So anyway, I thought that was actions have consequences, and is Hillary going to lose her job? I know she's going to be quitting, they say. But yeah, I'm serious. Why doesn't anybody, like even in the housing thing crisis, why don't people get fired?
Right.
I mean, you know, we get fired if we messed up. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
If you were on the radio, which you are, and said something, I mean, you could lose your job like Ron Williams did in NPR that he used to work for?
Yeah, NPR, but then he got a better job, Sally, at Fox. But,
I know.
Yeah, you're right. And he's actually, he's loving it there. So we're going to have him on
and
the
I gotta
show.
And I got to tell you something. Ron Williams always, you know, defends President Obama, but here's the thing I didn't know. Ron Williams has two sons, and guess what? They're both Republicans.
I know.
I lost my head off
I
of
know.
That.
I know. I think it's great.
All right.
Hey, you're a great caller.
We
always enjoy you. Thanks. Thanks, Sally. Good points. All right, the New York Times, so you know what their headline says, is rivals bring bare fists to rematch. Biting tone shapes second debate for Obama and Romney. For the president, punch after punch. How about that? In debates dance, here it is, Romney has more missteps. So that's how they're portraying it in the New York Times. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I got politics for you.
Okay.
How's our great liberal icon, John Roberts, going to vote on this thing coming out of Texas?
How's he going to vote on
affirmative action?
Yeah.
How's he going to vote on that?
Yeah, that's a huge case too. That's the girl that they're looking at her case right now, or they heard the arguments last week about whether or not she was denied entrance because she didn't make the quota, which she didn't. She didn't make the quota. That's what it was. So will they uphold Sandra Day O'Connor? That was her whole thing back in 2003. Will they uphold that, or will they shoot it down? And that would really change. Of at least the quotas at colleges, for sure, because that would specifically lend itself to that. But it could even be broader. You could even use it in a broader sense of the law for affirmative action. And, wow, that's a huge – you're right. That's a huge decision.
I just wonder how he's going to go.
I I think he'll go, if we're just strictly talking about her versus the university's policy, which is what the law or what the case is, I think he may go for her, especially after the last decision where he got pummeled on the big decision with health care. I think Roberts goes with her, and I think he flips on the I think he flips on that affirmative action thing. Yeah.
I just wondered how the whole court's going to vote.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Like you said, you know, you expect to protect everybody that does the hiring. You know, you have to hire so many minorities. You have to get so many minorities contract jobs.
You know what, let me ask you this question. This is a great question to ask you. What is, Rick, how do you feel about that? If you have to hire, would you want to have to fill quotas, or do you think it should be about the best person?
It should be about the best person.
Yep, there you go. Thank you. I'm going to tell you a story, Rick. And when I was a sports director somewhere in a big market radio station where I was doing a radio show, and I had a boss that said to me, listen, there are lots of guys that are applying for this spot. Everybody wants to do sports talk radio, blah, 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 and to cover the Rangers and cover the Cowboys. If you hire somebody who's black, that would be a feather in your cap, and the company would really take a closer look at you. What? And you know what? I didn't do it. I didn't do it just to do it. I looked at the best person because there was a lot of really good people that applied. I went with the best person. I just was shocked that he said that to me. I mean, basically saying, listen, our numbers are down. If you help us out, it could be good for you. And I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I know that he got overlooked on promotion at Walmart. The woman, the most black, she's a woman.
It's just, it really should just be, I mean, I understand how things happen in the past, Rick, thanks. I understand things were so cockamamie at times, and it was unfair. There's no question. But now, like everything else that happens in this country, we go to the ridiculous ends, and so the pendulum has swung so far in the other direction. And in so many cases, clearly, it should just be the best person. And if the best person is a black man, black woman, whoever, somebody of whatever ethnic background, then fine. They should be able to get the job, too, whoever it is. In other words, it should just be a colorblind process. Shouldn't it be a colorblind process? I mean, what do you want from someone who works for you? What is it that you want out of that person? You want them to be great for the company, enthusiastic, not a PETA, somebody who shows up, gets the stuff done, all that, right? Somebody who's qualified, somebody that you think fit nicely, they'd like it, you'd like it, people in the company would like it. Wouldn't that be great in a utopian world? It doesn't always work out that way, but in so many industries, it should be pretty easy to pick the best person. Sometimes there's the subjective spots where it's not quite as easy, so I get that too. And in college, in the admissions process, shouldn't it be about the best candidates, whoever the best are, however it's weighted, with grades, with academically what you did on entrance exams, and that band, and the backgrounds of, you know, now they look at other things. Were you athletic? Were you on the chess team? Did you do other things in the community, like sort of tiebreaker deals? I don't know. It's a tough one. It's a tough one because it was so awful before in the past. I get it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283 if you want to throw in your two. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Washington Post, the headline says, Obama Romney aggressive in rematch. And then it goes on to say, with finger pointing interruptions, the candidates challenge each other. Town halls, winners and losers. Obama and Romney show they have plenty left for the final stretch. And then, of course, the big thing that everybody does is the whole fact-checking deal on China, immigration, Libya, taxes, you know, all of that. Fact-checking, I'm certain, will be in the dictionary next time around. In fact, it might already be in the dictionary. Maybe I need to fact-check that. You know, if ginormous is in the dictionary, fact-checking might already be there. It is absolutely the biggest, baddest buzzword of this campaign season, because that's what everybody does. They know that now with the way we use technology, it's easy to go and check some of what's being said. You can real-time it even, and that's what happens during these debates. I mean, after all, there was so much practice with the Republicans. There was 20 debates. So immigration was certainly one of the big areas that was hit on, for a few minutes anyway. It wasn't the biggest. Most of it went back to money, economy, taxes, deficit, all that sort of stuff. Romney said that the president couldn't answer during Univision interview for a failed 2008 campaign promise to overhaul the immigration system during his first year in office. But he did say on that Spanish television network that he was preoccupied with resuscitating the economy during his first year in office, and that he was working on stimulus and bailout programs and all that stuff. But the heavy lifting pretty much was done by 2009. So, yeah, there you have it. And then there was stuff on outsourcing and taxes and all that kind of stuff. And the idea of the outsourcing, I mean, here's the things that you have to know about outsourcing. There is no doubt. I just got back from Ireland. I saw Apple. I saw Google. I saw LinkedIn. I saw a lot of American companies right there in Dublin. In fact, everybody that I met, when they heard my American accent, bragged to me about how isn't it great that there's these opportunities for the Irish people because they have these plants and these offices that are here, American companies that are here in Dublin. A lot of people told me that they were employing people in Cork and Dublin, even in some other areas. And why is that? Because for 4 years, they're not taxed at all. And then once they are taxed, the corporations, it's at a much smaller rate than we tax in the United States. So that's the thing, where you have corporations saying, look, make it 25%. We'll give you all the jobs you want. We won't outsource, even if it's cheaper labor, because we'll still come out on the right end of that with the lower tax bracket. But now we're certainly not going to go there, it doesn't seem, because of the situation we're in with the deficit. So forget the whole fact-checking business there. Without a doubt, there are international players across the board, especially with technologies becoming huge. They're outsourcing all of it. They're outsourcing anything that they can. So there you go. All right, I said that we definitely have a lot of people that sent emails, so I want to make sure that we do the proper thing here and make sure that we squeeze in the mailbag. So without further ado, let's head to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, this comes to us from Tony Dobson. Tony says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I have to tell you, because you were talking a lot about the debate, I decided, shoot, I'm going to watch that thing. I really had no plans to do so, but it wasn't Monday Night Football, and I thought maybe I would get a sense of maybe what Obama and Romney were all about. And I have to tell you, I got a sense that both of them really were just kind of dancing around each other and were on the defense a lot. It certainly seemed that way to me anyway. Well, they were on the offense and the defense. They interrupted each other, went back at each other, all that kind of stuff, because it's kind of like fighting for air. I read a book one time called Fighting for Air, and it was about the radio world. So they were fighting for air to get as much time as possible. One guy says this, attacks the other guy, I'm coming after him. He says he didn't raise taxes, I'm going to call BS on that. And then vice versa. That's what it was. So do you give any kind of an edge to the president? You do, in the sense that he was better than he was the last time around. And some of the polls are showing that, but no one is flat out saying it was a knockout punch, because it wasn't. To me, it just seemed more like a draw than anything. And the likability factor, Obama's always going to win that. I'm seeing all this stuff because I went to a whole bunch of polls, and they always throw in the likability thing. So the likability thing, Romney's edged a little closer, but Obama in the CNN poll had a 47% to 41% edge over Romney. But Romney came out on top on some other issues, which, you know, do you like the guy running the country, or do you think the guy running the country can turn things around? And Romney has an 18-point lead on the economy. So with the economy, there's no doubt. I mean, that's the thing that Romney owns. So if people are voting on what they think is going to happen, on who's better able to handle the economy and taxes and the budget deficits, then there's no question that Romney trumps Obama. I mean, in almost any poll, he trumps him big time. Does it matter when it comes to November 6th, though? You know, I had people on the show that said, oh, you know, the debates don't matter that much. Sure, people will pay attention to the debates, but not everybody's going to pay attention to them, and it's not going to really change someone's mind when they go to vote. But then I'm hearing the opposite thing, that there are a lot of people that are saying they've got one foot in one direction, one foot in the other, and they are worried because they don't want their taxes to go up, and that's the main thing. They can't afford the taxes to go up. They can't afford to continue to live the way they're living, which is not high off the hog, and they're concerned that it's going to be crippling if Obama continues to stay in. Will the taxes go higher? And if Romney comes in, can he really lower the taxes and still attack the deficit, still be able to do that? Let's take another one. Levi says, hello, Kate Delaney and all the people listening to America Tonight. I checked out the debates, and boy, oh boy, they interrupted each other a lot. Although it was much different than Joe Biden, because Joe Biden kind of had that smirky grandpa Cheshire cat grin thing going on, but neither Obama or Romney acted that way. I think that they just wanted more time to get their points across and to come back at their opponent for whatever it was they said to say that that's not true. It seemed like everything that was said was not true from the other guy. Romney said at one point the president's policies have been exercised over the last 4 years and they haven't put America back to work. They did interrupt each other. It was definitely feistier. I guess that's why everybody's saying that, you know, they went toe-to-toe and all that stuff. And constantly they would, Candy Crowley lost control of this thing. She tried to jump in, and they'd say, Candy, hold on a second. Just wait a second. Wait a second. You'll get your chance. I mean, those were like, how many times did they say, just hold on a second? A ton in this last debate. Hey, if you have any thoughts on what happened in the second round, please send them to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and you are in.
When he said behind closed doors that 47% of the country considers themselves victims who refuse personal responsibility? Think about who he was talking about.
I care about 100% of the American people. I want 100% of the American people to have a bright and prosperous future.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.